This year marks the 250th anniversary of A Sentimental Journey, and here to discuss Stern's playful but profound novel from 1768 are Mary Newbold, Fellow of Wolfson College, Cambridge, and Duncan Large, Professor of European Literature and Translation at the University of East Anglia. Mary, what did sentimental mean in the 18th century?
Sentimental has quite a bad press nowadays, I guess, in terms of being sentimentality, mawkishness, that kind of thing. Back in the 18th century, it was becoming quite modish a little bit before Sterne started writing. Back in the 1740s, it becomes quite popular as a term. It begins to define, if you like, the relationship between feeling and reason. So to be sentimental is to have a thought, maybe, or reflection that's influenced by feeling. It's a connection of the body and the mind, but that has a kind of moral impetus to it. You might want to act on a feeling, but also rationalise what that feeling is. And it produces an urge within you to act in a responsible and a morally informative kind of way that, I guess, benefits you as an individual, but also is quite good in a social sense. It has this broader social moral purpose.
Now, Sterne himself had travelled in Europe, and he drew on his travels in Tristram Shandy. But this journey uses travel in a very different way.
Yes, in Tristram Shandy, I guess Sterne is parodying, satirising the notion of the Grand Tour. So the idea there's a set itinerary around cultural hotspots of Europe. You visit things as part of your educational training, particularly as a refined young man of particularly substantial means. Travel in the 18th century develops in quite interesting directions to diversify amongst a broader social spectrum. People travel abroad and within Britain for all sorts of different reasons. They travel abroad for health, as Sterne did, by going to the south of France. And I guess what Sentimental Journey's mapping in terms of travel compared with Tristram Shandy is exploring a different notion of what travel is to the model of the Grand Tour. Yorick, the narrator of Sentimental Journey, is much more interested in seeing people. People are the sights that he wants to experience along the route rather than particular landmarks.
Now, when Sterne went to France, and indeed when Sentimental Journey is set, the Seven Years' War was raging, so into 1763, and Yorick, the lead character, travels without a passport, doesn't he?
Yes, it causes some concern for Yorick partway through his journey to realise that he might come under suspicion. He might encounter problems with the officials. But in a way, this characterises very much what kind of traveller Yorick is. He's not somebody who's necessarily pre-planned every step of his route. He's going to work things out a little bit as he goes along.
Segment 1. This year marks the 250th anniversary of A Sentimental Journey, and here to discuss Sterne's playful but profound novel from 1768 are Mary Newbold, Fellow of Wolfson College, Cambridge, and Duncan Large, Professor of European Literature and Translation at the University of East Anglia. Mary, what did sentimental mean in the 18th century?
Sentimental has quite a bad press nowadays, I guess, in terms of being sentimentality, mawkishness, that kind of thing. Back in the 18th century, it was becoming quite modish a little bit before Sterne started writing. Back in the 1740s, it becomes quite popular as a term. It begins to define, if you like, the relationship between feeling and reason.
Segment 2.
So to be sentimental is to have a thought, maybe, or reflection that's influenced by feeling. It's a connection of the body and the mind, but that has a kind of moral impetus to it. You might want to act on a feeling, but also rationalise what that feeling is. And it produces an urge within you to act in a responsible and a morally informative kind of way that, I guess, benefits you as an individual, but also is quite good in a social sense. It has this broader social moral purpose.
Now, Stern himself had travelled in Europe, and he drew on his travels in Tristram Shandy. But this journey uses travel in a very different way.
Segment 3.
Yes, in Tristram Shandy, I guess Stern is parodying, satirising the notion of the Grand Tour. So the idea there's a set itinerary around cultural hotspots of Europe. You visit things as part of your educational training, particularly as a refined young man of particularly substantial means. Travel in the 18th century develops in quite interesting directions to diversify amongst a broader social spectrum. People travel abroad and within Britain for all sorts of different reasons. They travel abroad for health, as Stern did, by going to the south of France. And I guess what Sentimental Journey's mapping in terms of travel compared with Tristram Shandy is exploring a different notion of what travel is to the model of the Grand Tour. Yorick, the narrator of Sentimental Journey, is much more interested in seeing people. People are the sights that he wants to experience along the route rather than particular landmarks.
Segment 4.
Now, when Stern went to France, and indeed when Sentimental Journey is set, the Seven Years' War was raging, so into 1763, and Yorick, the lead character, travels without a passport, doesn't he?
Yes, it causes some concern for Yorick partway through his journey to realise that he might come under suspicion. He might encounter problems with the officials. But in a way, this characterises very much what kind of traveller Yorick is. He's not somebody who's necessarily pre-planned every step of his route. He's going to work things out a little bit as he goes along.